Void policy. 1. Purpose and scope. 1.1. This policy sets out Parkworth Trust's PT approach to void management and covers all property owned or managed by the trust. 1.2. PT recognize that it is in the best interest of all concerned to relet properties in a timely and appropriate way. 1.3. PT recognize that the property needs to be in a lettable standard in order to reduce vacant time, reduce number of offers made, reduce potential vandalism, reduce rent loss. 1.4. This policy should be read in conjunction with the tenant handbook, rechargeable repairs policy, lettable standard and tenancy termination procedures and void procedure. 2. Outgoing tenants. 2.1. Tenants have the responsibility to keep the property in a good state of repair and to expediently report any repairs to the landlord that are the landlord's responsibility. 2.2. Tenants are required to keep the property in good decorative order and to return the property as per what is agreed at the pre-void meeting with their housing officer for domestic sites, as per tenancy forward slash handbook forward slash policy for domestic sites, as per lease forward slash license for commercial sites. 2.3. Tenants are to be mindful that any alterations they have installed may need to be put back to the original dependent on what the permission granted stated. 2.4. Tenants are to be mindful that the garden should be left in an appropriate state as agreed with the housing officer. This will include any trees forward slash bushes forward slash hedges planted by the tenant. 2.5. Domestic tenants should refer to the rechargeable repairs policy. 3. Inspections and timescales. 3.1. As soon as PT receive a notice to quit the housing officer, domestic, facilities operations supervisor, commercial, will visit site and make an initial assessment of requirements. This would include any rechargeable works both to the home and garden, including any outbuildings or ponds. 3.2. When PT does not receive notice due to a death or eviction, an inspection will take place as soon as practicable by the maintenance supervisor, or asset surveyor, housing or the facilities operations supervisor, commercial. 3.3. Once the site is vacant, the maintenance supervisor or asset surveyor, housing or the facilities operations supervisor, commercial, will inspect the site and prepare a void works list based on the void procedure and void forms. 3.4. Works required to bring the property up to the lettable standard will be completed within a maximum, domestic general needs 20 days, domestic supported 30 days, commercial 30 days. 3.5. If any planned forward slash capital works are due to the site, this will be done during the void period wherever practicable. 3.6. Complex supported housing may require additional time. 3.7. Sites which are consideration for disposal will be referred to the property committee for evaluation prior to any works being commissioned. 4. Lettable standard. 4.1. PT lettable standard is available on the website or from your housing officer and outlines the standard by which domestic properties are let. 4.2. Where decorative standards are poor, the tenant may be offered decorating packs instead of PT redecorating the property. 5. Tenant feedback. 5.1. Following a viewing, if any minor items are identified and agreed, these may be completed once the new tenant has moved in. This includes gardening works that may be identified. 5.2. New tenants will be asked to complete a questionnaire providing feedback on their letting experience. 6. Document control. Author, Senior Business Manager Property. Approvers, Head of Property forward slash Tenant Scrutiny Panel. Date, June 2019. Next review date, June 2022. Version number 2.0. 7. Version tracker. Version number 2.0. Date 17th June 2019. Comments / reason for issue, revised policy.